We're previewing the high school boys basketball postseason this morning on WRMJ. Ty Taylor talking with the Rock Ridge Rocket head coach Andy Say.
As we kind of take a look at the regular season for your group as a whole, I know as we kind of talk throughout the season, you were a little bit frustrated at times, but just kind of looking at the win-loss record, you know, 23-4 on the season, a perfect 12-0 run in the conference. So, you know, when you just kind of look at the regular season as a whole, what are some takeaways you have for this year's Rock Ridge group?
Well, I think the guys have done a nice job. You know, I've been hard on them in terms of wanting more consistency out of them in both practice and then in games. When you look at our youth, especially within our top six, you kind of figure that you're going to have a little bit of inconsistencies in terms of your approach, in terms of, you know, taking each game personally and making it important. So, we've come out on top. You just kind of like, you hope that over the course of the season, you build from step to step and then you kind of take that process minded approach. And when you have good games and then you play that team for the second time and you kind of like don't make it as important as you did the first time, you have a hard time feeling confident that you've been building on those steps and you are where you want to be. And I'm sure at the end of the season, no one's really where their coach wants them to be. So maybe I've been a little bit hard on them there, but I think we've done a good job of kind of being competitive and trying to play the right way and, you know, hopefully living up to the standards that we've kind of put in place here at Rock Ridge.
Yeah. Now you had a stretch over a week in late January into early February where you had kind of to squeak out wins against Riverdale and Monmouth-Roseville. But then after that Monmouth-Roseville game, you went on the road and beat Rock Island. And kind of since then, it's been looking like convincing win after convincing win for you. So, you know, looking at like, you know, for the Rock Ridge program, what did it mean beating Rock Island? And then do you think that maybe has kind of flipped a switch for this group after that result?
Well, it obviously is a big win for our program, for our community. You know, I have a hard time feeling that things are fixed. When we beat Columbia, we kind of had that same feeling like, okay, we've got things figured out. And then Carson Clemmy got hurt and we kind of took some steps backwards and had some losses that I think we probably shouldn't have had because I think ultimately we beat ourselves and both the Illini Bluffs game and then in Macomb I didn't think we really showed up ready to play and they were much tougher than we were. So I'm hesitant to feel like, you know, we're where we need to be simply because we beat Rock Island. And that's kind of what I was talking about with this team. Like you almost get the feeling that they think there's some magic switch that they can turn on when they want to. And you play a team like Rock Island and you win, you know. And then we turn around and, you know, we struggle in the first quarter against Morrison and we kind of turn it over a little bit against IVC, like some stuff like that, that kind of, you know, makes me a little bit worrisome when you talk about the postseason. I like where we're at. I just wish we had that same mentality and same approach against Rock Island as we do, you know, as we did against Rock Island for every team we play. But again, that's that kind of youth we're talking about. That's that lack of taking it personally and playing with desperation at all times. So it's going to be something we've got to get figured out before the postseason.
Yeah, you touched on the youth that you have on your team a little bit. And I know, you know, three sophomores in the starting lineup for you, just one senior in your starting lineup. But, you know, a deep postseason run last year where a lot of those kids got a lot of postseason experience getting down to the state tournament. Do you think that gives you any sort of advantage heading into the regional this year?
Oh, I don't know. I think it gives me more nerves than anything. I don't feel confident simply because we went there last year. I think some of our guys kind of have that mentality that we've done this before, we can do it again. So that's great because you obviously want your guys to be confident, but it's a double-edged sword. You know, like you can be overly confident, especially when you're playing teams for the third time that you kind of think you've got them figured out. So I think the experience obviously has helped speed up the progression of those younger guys. I don't truly feel that Landon Wheatley, Landon Bull, and Caleb Kunico are sophomores. You know, we kind of talk about them as being more at that junior, senior level, especially when you talk about Bull's ability to score and Landon Wheatley's ability to kind of run our offense and play defense. So, obviously that experience is something that you can't really replicate or instill in your kids. It's just something that they have to go through. And I do think it gives those kids a little bit of an advantage, but I also think it can at times be a bit of a hindrance to them too.
And, you know, you talked about your three sophomores there with Bull, Wheatley, and Caleb Kunico too. And we talked a moment ago about the lone senior in your starting lineup, Jace Whiteman. I know he scored his 1,000th career point earlier this year, and it seems like he's kind of been around forever. So how has kind of the senior year version of Jace Whiteman been?
Well, Jace has been a fun one to coach, an interesting one to coach for the last 4 years. It's funny, we kind of give him a hard time that he's scored his 1,000th point and he's given up 2,000. So, and when you talk about it, he was one of our best defenders when he was a freshman. When we were playing him as like our 6th, 7th man, he was coming off the bench. He was one of our better defenders. And now we give him a hard time and say we've got to hide him on the defensive end of the floor. So it's just kind of funny for his progression. He's done a great job. You know, there are days in practice where you're like, man, this kid has got it figured out. You know, like we could just bottle this up and consistently have this, you know, leadership, his ability to talk, his ability to kind of help his teammates out. If we could do that all the time, we'd feel really confident with where we're going. So it's nice to see that progression in terms of him trying to step up and be a leader. We just need to see it all the time from him. And that's something we talk about daily and I try to get out of him. And it's not an easy thing for kids to be leaders because it kind of separates you from your teammates. So it's hard for him to be consistent in that role because he is a guy that jokes around a lot. He's a guy that gets along really well with the guys. So, you know, just his leadership abilities is something we're going to have to kind of lean on the rest of the way here if we're going to make any sort of run.
And, you know, you got the number one seed in the subsectional, obviously the regional starting next week. Have you looked much into kind of the pairings and what do you think of the regional draw for your team this year?
Well, I mean, I've looked into it a ton. I'm not going to lie to you there. We've already started preparing for both, you know, Monmouth Roseville and Canton. And then we'll have to see who we play. Obviously we know Sherrard a lot better than we know Knoxville, but you know, both those teams are going to play incredibly hard. And those, that's the big thing you look at with some of these teams in your regional and your subsectional. You're seeing them for the second, third time. And they wanted to beat Rock Ridge during the season, and they're going to want it even more now. So we've got to come ready to go. I think it's going to be a tough regional. You know, some people have tried to talk to me about the sectional, and I'm not here for that conversation. Because I just have so much respect for those other teams. And I also have respect for the game of basketball and understand that if you don't come ready to go, it doesn't matter who you play or what you've done in the past. Like you will get sent home early if you don't have that chip on your shoulder, if you don't come ready to go and make it important. So that's what we've been preaching for the last 2 months now. I'm hoping it settles in and the guys can take that seriously and make these games personal.
And finally, as we wrap up, you know, as you look ahead to the postseason for Rock Ridge to make another deep run and kind of play your best basketball through February into March, what are some things that have to happen?
Well, I think our mindset's got to be more consistent. I think we've got to show up and kind of do those things I just talked about in terms of taking the games personally in that nature. When you talk about the basketball side of things, we've done a really good job this year of not turning it over. That's something we have to continue to do. We have to be better at rebounding. That's something I've been challenging the kids a lot on. You know, Coach Henry, we've been challenging the kids on it. We just don't feel that we've been consistent enough in that part of the game. You know, how do you go to Rock Island, win the rebounding battle by 7-8 rebounds, and then turn around to some of your conference opponents and then lose? Like, it's a 1-2 thing for us. So we got to get better in that area. Defensively, I think we've been pretty good so far this year. I think we need to continue to do that. And those are three things that we kind of, you know, lean on. Those are things we take pride in our program, you know, taking care of the basketball, playing really good half court defense and then rebounding the basketball too. So those are the three things I'm going to be looking for as we hit this postseason.
Rock Ridge head coach Andy Say joining us. The Rockets begin the 2022-23 IHSA boys basketball postseason, hosting a 2A regional. They'll play Wednesday night, the winner of Canton and Monmouth-Roseville. Coach Andy Say, thanks for talking with us. Good luck in the postseason.
All right, Ty, thanks.
And we'll be back with more after this.